We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. So the New Orleans police made an announcement yesterday saying that they have captured one of the two Canal Street mass shooters. If you go back Thanksgiving weekend here, the annual Bayou Classic weekend when Grambling State University plays Southern University in football. After that game, it was really late Saturday night / early Sunday morning. It was actually early Sunday morning, about 3:30 in the morning, where at least 10 people were shot, a couple of more. And when we saw the video, if you saw the video that was out there, and it happened right on Canal Street in between Bourbon Street and Royal Street, if you remember seeing the video, the video pretty much only showed one shooter. You saw one guy shooting, but he was shooting in the direction of someone who was shooting at him. And after it happened, a couple of days went by, and then the New Orleans police made an announcement saying, well, we know that these people are not from New Orleans. They don't live here, the shooters. None of the people who were shot, none of the 10 or 11 people who were shot live in New Orleans. They were all out-of-towners. I guess they were in town for the Bayou Fest weekend. I don't know whose side they were on, if they were pulling for Grambling State or if they were pulling for Southern. I don't know if they had that festive spirit in them, that football Bayou Classic weekend traditional festive spirit in them when they were out there on Canal Street at 3:30 in the morning. And they said they found a gun and that they knew that these shooters were not from here. And then a little bit of time went by, and then yesterday they just made an announcement. They arrested one of the shooters, and they're still looking for the other shooter. So there were two of them who were shooting at each other. That's why when we first started talking about this, I said, you know, the cops have to catch these guys, because anybody who would fire a gun into a crowd of people that they don't know because they're trying to hit one or maybe two of them, the streets aren't big enough for those people and you and I. These two guys are young. The one that they arrested is 21 years old. His name is Stafford Starks. And then they're looking for the person that he was shooting at and was shooting at him, 22-year-old LeBryson Polidor. You know, whenever I see unique names like that, I always say, you know, his mother looked at him after he was born and said, he looks like a LeBryson. Let's name him that. But then Brewster and I got to talking, and I think Brewster...
I took a more existential view of it.
I think you're more right on when you say, let's try to name him something that no one has ever been named before in their life.
So you can't look at a child and say it looks like a LeBryson, because there has been no LeBrysons that I can think of.
No, they're saying...
So it's completely just out of one's... backside.
No, they say there's a segment of American black culture, black society, that wants to name their children things that people have never been named before, and they want to name them as far away from white people's names as possible.
And that's fine. I'm fine with that.
Hey, your kid. You know, the only people I feel bad for are the kids because they have to grow up with these names.
Well, I feel bad for the teachers who have to learn how to say these names.
Now, I don't know which one you saw on the video. I don't know if it was Stafford Starks, the one they did arrest, the 21-year-old, or LeBryson Polidor, the 22-year-old. I don't know which one you see. We saw on the video there. But they got one of them. They're looking for the other one. They're from St. Mary Parish. So evidently they had issues in St. Mary Parish. And so they try to solve those issues here on the streets of New Orleans. As if we don't have enough people with shooting issues and people getting shot issues here on the street of New Orleans. We need shooters from outside parishes to come here and
settle their scores.
Yeah, and start doing that here. Jesus. Polidor was shot, that's LeBryson Polidor, was shot in the foot. So he went to get that taken care of at a hospital around St. Mary Parish. So he was wounded, and they're still looking for him. So he may still be limping, walking with a limp, because I think he got shot in the foot. He is wanted for 10 counts of attempted murder. And that's what they're charging the other guy with as well. Yeah, they had some sort of feud in St. Mary's Parish. Well, can't you take care of it there? We have enough people here in New Orleans, in Orleans Parish, that have quote unquote feuds with each other, that shoot each other on our streets all the time, every day, to be honest with you. We don't need people with feuds from outside parishes coming here. So hopefully they'll find the other guy. And both of these youngsters have tattoos on their necks, neck tattoos, which should be a pretty notable clue. So that's good news. They got one of the two guys, and hopefully they'll catch the other one. And in unrelated New Orleans shooting news last night, someone got shot right outside of Walmart on Chapatula Street.
Stabbed, I believe.
In unrelated New Orleans murder news. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say shooting news. In unrelated New Orleans murder news, a man was fatally stabbed outside of Walmart on Chapatula last night. That's my Walmart! And after he was stabbed, he staggered in the front door of Walmart, where he collapsed and died.
I wonder if he was met by a greeter.
I was going to say the poor greeter. What do you do in that situation? How do you greet that? Because I'm usually satisfied with the greeters at the Walmart on Chapatulas.
Is that one open 24 hours?
No.
No.
They say hi to you when you walk in, and then when you walk out, they always check. They check for your receipt.
They shake you down. That's what I call it.
It's part of the greeter job on Chapatulas and Walmart.
I feel like I'm ungreeted, though, when I leave.
Yeah, so about 8:15 last night, someone stabbed right outside the Walmart on Chapatula Street and then staggered inside. Collapsed to the floor.
Now, you weren't there.
And died. Not last night,
but
no.
But you could have been.
No, I. That's my Walmart. They haven't found the stabber yet. And the investigation is ongoing. And, geez. You don't see that very often. We've seen a lot of things happen in that Chapatula Street Walmart. But I've never seen anyone get stabbed right outside of it. And then go back into Walmart. And collapsed on the ground and died. I wonder if that was a feud too.
It's over now.
Maybe someone was disrespected. Who knows? Oh well. All right. Coming up on the show, the Sanger Theater is going to reopen tonight. Finally, after about 2 months, because it's right next door to the partially collapsed Hard Rock Hotel that went down.
Are you going?
The magician, Chris Angel is playing. He's really good. And it's going to be the first show there in a couple of months. That's good news.
You're not going. You're going, you're not going.
As of this second, I'm not because it's a school night, but you never know. I don't know if he came in here and said, hey, you want to go? Or if someone said, hey, you want to go tonight? I could.
I just saw somebody walk down the hall. Was that him?
That guy's real good. He's got the long hair. He's like the rock star of magic.
He's the mind freak.
Yes.
Chris Angel.
Mind freak. He's really good. All right, hang out with us. Here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. We've told you a few of the issues the city of San Francisco is going through here on this show. And, you know, I've been there a few times. I've always said I thought San Francisco was one of the most beautiful American cities. The reason we've brought it up on the show before is because of what's happening on and in the streets of San Francisco, whether it's the homeless people, they keep getting more and more homeless people who are living in tent cities, or the fact that they are legally allowed to go to the bathroom on the streets, and we're talking about number two, and not just number one. They can go number two as well. They can drop deuces on the streets. And they're allowed to shoot intravenous drugs. They can shoot heroin, smack, dirt, garbage, Shanghai Sally, yam yam. Because they give the city, the taxpayers, give the drug addicts clean needles because they want to keep the drug addicts alive to shoot their drugs. And they don't want the drug addicts to die by using a dirty needle, and they might catch some disease. And so between you put all of that together on the streets of San Francisco, and then you realize that it is either the most expensive or the second most expensive city in the United States of America to live in. So the rent that you're paying to live on these same streets with these people, it's one of the most incredible dichotomies in the United States, actually on planet Earth, when you can have multimillionaires literally living feet away from people in tents who are dropping deuces on the street right in front of their houses while they're shooting heroin. There are jobs in San Francisco where people work for the city and they make upwards of $80,000, $80,000 to $90,000 a year, which isn't that much in San Francisco. You really couldn't live on $80,000 or $90,000 a year and find a one-bedroom apartment in San Francisco. You couldn't do that.
No, because gasoline is between $5 and $6 a gallon.
Yeah, one-bedroom apartment rents are $4,000, literally $3,000, $4,000. It's insane how expensive it is to live out there. That's why I'm fascinated by it, and that's why I bring it up. And I brought it up this morning because those street conditions have just cost the city of San Francisco a $64 million conference, the Oracle Technical Conference. They used to be there every year, and this year they decided, you know, we're not going to deal with stepping over crap in the streets. We're not going to deal with homeless people chasing us down the streets. We're not going to deal with people literally passed out, laying on the streets with needles sticking out of their arms. We're going to Las Vegas instead. So the poor street conditions in the city of San Francisco, and because of that, they have lost the Oracle Technical Conference, which they say brings in $64 million. Isn't that something? And Oracle is a major Silicon Valley tech company. And the Silicon Valley, you know, is right outside of San Francisco. They're going to be moving its annual Open World Conference to Las Vegas next year over concerns about San Francisco's poor street conditions and how expensive the hotel rooms are. Isn't that something? Oracle, we're talking about a big time, a huge money corporation saying that, the poor street conditions are pretty rough, but boy, the hotel rooms are so expensive, we're going to go to Vegas. Vegas has some of the cheapest hotel rooms. You can get hotel rooms in Vegas for like $19. They have some of the cheapest hotel rooms in the world. San Francisco, the city of San Francisco, has been hosting Oracle's Open World Conference for about 20 years. But they cannot deal with the people in the streets, the homelessness, and now the prices. This is hotel rooms. This is coming from Oracle. Isn't that some? What's going to happen? They're going to have to do something in San Francisco. The bus is going to have to come and pick them up. It's going to have to be. They're going to have to do something. It's going to have to be like last call at every bar. Look, we don't care where you go, but you can't stay here. It'll be fascinating to see what they do with that issue. All right, coming up on the show, former LSU stud and current NFL defensive back Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger, he's doing something. He's helping out PETA, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. He'll tell you what he did to help them out coming up here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Are you familiar with that big, fat black woman singer, Lizzo? She has, I know she had a big number one hit. She's got a couple of songs that, big top 40.
Can you be more specific with that description?
Well, no, the reason I brought that up is because I think because she's so big, she has something that I'm calling white privilege. We may have heard of white privilege before in this country. But she has weight privilege, and I think it's because she's so big that she gets away with things that women that would be in shape wouldn't get away with.
All right, to answer your question, I've heard the name. I don't know what this person looks like, but I have heard the name.
Well, I described her. I said she's a big black woman.
Okay.
And she's really big, or should I say she's a very big black woman, or large black woman, because I don't know. Political correctness is so crazy here in the year 2019. But
well, when you say fat, are you saying F-A-T or P-H-A-T? Because there's a difference.
No. I was never that good in spelling. But she...
To answer your question, I've never seen her.
There's been videos of her going around on social media, Facebook, other places, of her wearing pants without a butt. And she's twerking, and I guess some people find it entertaining. But if women who weren't that large did that, if let's say thin women, skinny women did that, if they wore buttless chaps, or they just pulled their pants down and they shook their butt like that in front of cameras, I think that they would be
arrested.
They would be chastised for that.
Okay.
I think people would say, what are these women doing?
But in other words,
but because Lizzo is so fat.
The point you're trying to make is that if what people would consider possibly a more attractive and fit woman, if they did the same thing, it still would be a problem.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
But because this
is that
woman,
what you're saying?
Yeah. But okay. Because this woman is so big and so fat. Look at her. She can move. Look at her move. Look at her shake those cheeks.
So it's more of an oddity than it is something that's desirable.
I'm calling it weight privilege.
All right.
Because we have gotten so politically correct.
Let me write that down.
In the year 2019 that we are pretty much, we'll let fat people get away with doing anything because, oh, look at them. Yet, but if thin people or people in shape did that, we wouldn't be saying the same thing. Well, I shouldn't say we, because I'm the one who's bringing this up to you. But I'm talking about most people. There's a woman who's in the health industry, the workout industry. Her name is Jillian Michaels.
Yes.
Perhaps you've seen her on television.
She happens to be a lesbian.
She says that we are glamorizing obesity. She says that we're so politically correct because people are afraid to say one negative thing about anybody because of social media. The social media will be outraged that we're politically correct to the point of endangering people. And I think that Lizzo, the top 40 star, the big fat black woman, I think she is a perfect example of that. She can do no wrong right now. No matter what she does, People love Lizzo.
Oh, I'm going to have to look and see what she looks like now. I was avoiding it, but it's unavoidable.
Look at Lizzo. Yet if someone who wasn't that overweight was doing what she was doing, people wouldn't be saying such nice things about them. You see my point?
Rarely.
And if you're listening right now, you can text us. Do you agree with me that it's called weight privilege? Look, again, we've all heard of white privilege. I've heard that. I don't know, how much of that I buy. But I'm calling out weight privilege here because I just, when I was looking at my Facebook timeline the other day, a couple of my Facebook friends they shared a video of Lizzo, and her butt was naked and a very, very large backside, and she was just shaking it, and people were like, "Look at her go! Isn't she great?" I just thought to myself, you know, if a woman who was in shape did that, she'd be chastised. She would be. What are you doing? And I agree with what Jillian Michaels says. People are so afraid to, like, let's say, look at a really large person and say, you know, that's not healthy. You know, obesity is killing more people than smoking now. But instead, we say, look at her go. Isn't she great? And we're glamorizing something that's not good. All in the name of political correctness, because people are afraid to speak the truth. And that's something about political correctness that I have a tough time with. Political correctness could get people killed. This is an instance of that. But we've seen it in other ways, too. I think when people are so politically correct, that means that they're afraid to speak the truth because of political correctness. And it could be about anything. And if you're afraid to speak the truth, if you bury the truth, if we don't talk about the truth, that's an issue. And if you're not familiar with that woman, again, she's had a couple of big number one top. I know she's had one huge top 40 hit, as big as she is. But then recently, over the last few days or so, I've been seeing more of this woman than I cared to. All right, coming up on the show, I got to tell you what the Honey Badger is doing. Tyrann Mathieu, the former LSU star, now plays in the NFL. He's what he did to help out PETA. That's coming up here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock. I was just talking about Lizzo, the very large top 40 singer. And I said she has weight privilege because we're so politically correct in the year 2019. People are afraid to say anything negative about her. And she gets away with things like shaking her naked butt that thin women wouldn't get away with.
And the first text is short and sweet. We like them that way. It says, pure nasty. Yes, yes, it is so true. We idolize obesity. It's sad. It's a double standard because people body shame skinny people that post body pics on social media. And finally, a very thoughtful text, a little long, but it says, as a plus-sized woman, I've been shamed by the media and pathetic public because I don't look like a waif from Victoria's Secret. The fact of the matter is we're all different shapes and sizes and colors. We need to get to a place where we're comfortable and happy with ourselves, a place where there is no room, there is no norm, only individuality.
Well,
very
well,
nice.
Well said. Yes. Thank you for the text. We appreciate it. And all right, coming up next, we look at today in history. We call the segment Why Today Doesn't Suck. Suck is next here on Bayou 95.7.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show.
Do you want to relate what a caller earlier this morning told us off the air related to the Stones? You want to relate that story?
Yeah, someone called in this morning and said that this past weekend he saw Keith Richards get out of an Uber car and walk down the street in Gentilly.
Right. Apparently he had on a white fedora and white, I guess, parachute pants. He said the kind of pants that you tie with a drawstring, although those could be sweats, I guess.
I mean, it could be, but it could also be someone who looked like Keith Richards.
Could be. But, of course, my original thought was the rule here, and the rule, I think, becoming prevalent everywhere, is if you didn't get a picture or video, it didn't happen. So.
And the one reason why I would believe that, again, I'm not completely sure if it was Keith or someone who looked like Keith, but... Last week...
Wait, you were there too?
No, but last week, pictures were going around of Robert Plant, the singer of Led Zeppelin.
On a stoop in the quarter.
He was hanging out on a front stoop, somebody's front stoop in the French Quarter just the other day. So it could have been Keith Richards. But yeah, like you said, we need pictures.
Yes, or it didn't happen.
All right, it's about that time of our show where we look at today in history, and we call the segment...
Why Today Doesn't Stop.
December 11th. Hey, it was today in 1978.
Why Today Doesn't Stop.
Today was the Lufthansa heist. Millions of dollars stolen from John F. Kennedy Airport in the infamous Lufthansa heist. They stole, this was the mob, and this was featured in the great movie Goodfellas. This is what the big robbery was about in Goodfellas. As they robbed the plane coming into JFK Airport, they stole over $5 million in cash. That would be over $21 million in today's dollars.
Hmm.
And almost $1 million in jewelry. To this day, the Lufthansa heist is one of the biggest ever. And again, it was prominently featured in the fantastic movie Goodfellas.
Hmm.
That happened today in 1978.
All right.
December 11th. It was today in 2008.
Why Today Doesn't Stop.
Billionaire con man Bernard Madoff was arrested. He was probably the biggest con man in American history.
Yes, Bernie Ponzi Madoff.
Yeah, the biggest Ponzi scheme in Ponzi scheme history. They figured it was around $65 billion that he robbed from people. He's still alive and he's still in prison. Bernie Madoff.
Well, prayers going out to him, I guess. No?
No. I wouldn't go that far.
No.
December 11th.
Yes.
It was today in 2003.
Why Today Doesn't Stop.
And you knew where you were then.
The RIAA certifies AC/DC's Back in Black album as the world's second best-selling album in history behind Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Right. And then it makes it like Double Diamond or something?
Yeah,
or...
Well, this is wild because I just saw something about this. Now, remember, they announced this in 2003.
Right.
It was 16 years ago. And I just saw something the other day that said AC/DC's Back in Black album just went over the 25 million sold mark in the United States alone.
Right.
It has sold over 50 million albums, heading towards 60 million albums, but it's probably going to slow down because people don't buy albums the way they used to.
Right.
The way people buy music these days, most people, they'll go and they'll buy a single. They'll download a single and pay for it that way.
But aren't they sort of somehow incorporating through extrapolation streams and digital sales now? I thought we answered that question.
That is included.
Okay.
Yes.
Because there's a handful of albums, Back in Black, Thriller, the Eagles' greatest hits that will flip-flop in the top 10 in the relative spaces.
The only ones that I can say that have sold 50 million copies or more are Michael Jackson's Thriller AC/DC's Back in Black and Meatloaf's Bat Out of Hell.
Wow,
go
really?
Go figure, huh?
Wow.
And then right after that, they've sold over 40 million. Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon.
Right.
The Eagles' Greatest Hits Volume 1 and Fleetwood Mac Rumors.
Right.
And then there was a Whitney Houston album, the Bodyguard soundtrack, the Bee Gees' Saturday Night Fever soundtrack, and Shania Twain's album, Come On Over.
All right, that's enough of that list.
Yeah, well, yeah, but those are the biggest selling albums.
It was on this date, December 11th in 2012.
Why today doesn't stop?
I think we all remember this. Former NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue, appointed to hear the appeals, vacated all the player suspensions in the Saints bounty scandal, saying that the coaches were primarily responsible for the scheme. The announcement came after the 2012 Saints season when they finished with a losing record, sadly, and did not make the playoffs.
That really hurt the Saints?
No, but it happened today, so I thought I would read it.
No, and I'm glad you did, but when I wonder how Drew Brees, who's on the list of the greatest quarterbacks who ever lived, how he has only been to one Super Bowl, many Saints fans bring up, well, Bounty Gate happened,
right,
and that's a reason. And then, you know, the blown call in the NFC Championship game last year against the Rams, that's a reason. But when I wonder why Drew Brees has only made it to one.
Or Drew Brees.
Drew Brees only made it to one Super Bowl. And finally, December 11th, it was today in 2002.
Why today doesn't stop?
Electronica musician Moby said that he got beat up right after one of his shows at the Paradise in Boston. I've been there many times. He went on his website and said that...
Dan Rather beat him up.
No, he said three guys beat him up. First they had mace, they maced him, and then they physically beat him up. And then he wanted them to identify themselves. He wasn't going to press charges. He just wanted to know why they attacked him.
Hmm.
Maybe they weren't fans of his music, but that's not a reason to beat someone up and mace them outside of a club after a show.
Correct. And?
That's a segment that we call...
Why Today Doesn't Stop.
And happy birthday, Nikki Sixx, today, who turns 100. He reaches the century mark.
He writes all the songs for Motley Crue, Nikki Sixx, besides playing bass for them. Coming up on the show, someone stole a Saints fan's Drew Brees jersey from the Saints game the other day in the Dome against the 49ers. But I'm going to tell you why this jersey isn't just any ordinary Drew Brees fan jersey. We'll explain coming up next here on Bayou 95.7. Now, Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. I just saw where Chris Cornell's widow is suing...
She's suing the rest of the band.
The rest of the band, Soundgarden.
Over royalties or something.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Right. It's sorry to see that.
Yeah, it is sad to see that.
But I understand the point from all sides there. But hopefully they get that worked out.
Hey, during Why Today Doesn't Suck, we mentioned today is Motley Crue bass player and songwriter,
yes,
Nikki Sixx's birthday.
He turns 100 today. Now, don't forget, if you want to have a chance to win a six-pack, I said a six-pack of tickets to see Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, and Joan Jett in Houston. It is the stadium tour. Be listening. That show's going to come up in July. But be listening on Friday to Kat between 2 and 6. She's going to play a star set from all four bands. And when you hear the last song, that is your cue to call and be caller number 9. And you will not only score a six-pack of tickets... If you do all that, we're going to throw in a $100 gas card for the drive over to Houston. That's pretty cool. So be listening to Kat on Friday.
What a great prize.
Yeah.
So on Friday's Kat show, she's going to play a Joan Jett song and then a Poison song.
Well, no, I don't know what the order is.
And then a Motley Crue song and then a Def Leppard song. One of those orders.
Yeah, some order. Yeah, that could be, I think there's like a million different ways that could permeate itself. But there you go.
What a great prize. All right, coming up next on our show, someone had their Drew Brees jersey stolen at the Saints game this past Sunday. But we're going to tell you why this wasn't just any Drew Brees jersey, and they really want it back. We'll explain coming up here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. tomorrow on the show, we're giving away Saints tickets. It's the Osterlin Black and Gold home game handoff. You know, all season long this year, during the week of a Saints home game, on that Thursday, we give out a pair of good seats to go see the Saints game. And we'll do it again tomorrow. And tomorrow is the last time, because Monday night is the last Saints home game. They play the Indianapolis Colts in primetime. And then the Saints will finish the season with their last two games on the road. So tomorrow, during Thursday's Osterlin Morning Show, we will do our final Saints home game handoff. And all you got to do is listen for Drew Brees in the huddle chant. And when you hear that, you be caller 9 tomorrow morning here to our studios. And if you are, you're in like my buddy Jimmy Flynn. We'll not only give you two seats to go to the Saints-Colts game on Monday night, but you'll also get two tickets to the really cool pregame party next door at Benson Tower. That's the one where they have all the free booze and all the free gourmet food. It's really cool. A couple of people who have won the Osterlin Saints home game handoff this year have called and, or emailed or Facebooked me or texted me, texted us here at the studio after they went, and they said, boy, they had a great time. They loved obviously going to the game, and they loved those pregame parties too with all the free food and booze next door at Benson Tower. So be listening tomorrow morning, and we will, again, Drew Brees in the huddle. The huddle chant, when you hear that, you're caller 9, and you will win the final Saints home game handoff of the season. And then keep listening, though, because I'm going to be doing whatever I can to try to snag some playoff tickets to give away on the show as well. So be listening tomorrow to win. And speaking of the Saints, did you see this story on the news? Did you see this story on social media that's been going around? Because something happened that was really sad at this last Sunday Saints home game against the 49ers. But besides the fact that the Saints scored 46 points and lost, because when you score 46 points, you should never lose. I mean, that was sad enough. But I saw this story and it bummed me out. A family of Saints season ticket holders were at the game, like they always are, and they happened to bring a Drew Brees jersey that they put hang overneath a chair, one of their season tickets. And as they were leaving the game, they took that Saints jersey off of the back of the chair. They put it in the clear bag that you have to have. You know how when you go into Saints games, anything in the Superdome, you have to have a clear bag because they have to be able to see what's in it. And as they were walking out of the Superdome, it was so crowded and there were so many people shoulder to shoulder, someone evidently reached into the person's bag, the clear bag, and stole the Drew Brees jersey. Now, in most instances, I would say, or you would say, you know, that sucks that somebody would do something like that. They steal a Drew Brees jersey out of somebody's clear bag as they're walking out. But this is a little bit different. You see, that particular Saints jersey belonged to the Harper family, longtime season ticket holders from Mobile, Alabama. And the reason why that jersey was hanging over or draped over one of their season ticket seats is because it belonged to one of their family, the Harper family. It belonged to one of their family members, Bobby Harper jersey. I'm sorry, Bobby Harper Jr. That was his jersey. Bobby Harper Jr. was an emergency room nurse. He was a guy that helped people. And he was killed in a car accident this past January. And so for every game this season, his family, the Harper family, they would bring that Drew Brees jersey. And that's the jersey that Bobby Harper Jr. would wear to every game. And they would bring that jersey and they would drape it over the back of his seat. It was a way for them to remember their loved one. As a matter of fact, his mother, Jennifer Harper, said, quote, "We all have our game day attire. We don't change. We wear the same socks, same shoes, same tops, everything." And Bobby Harper Jr. used to wear that Drew Brees jersey to every Saints home game. And so the fact that he was killed in a car accident in January and the family continued to bring that jersey to the games and they would drape it over the back of his chair, that's a way that his family could remember him. And someone stole that jersey as they were leaving the Superdome on Sunday. You know, the family said the jersey not only reminded them of their son who died in a car crash in January, but it smelled like him. It was a part of him, and that's the way they just kept doing things. And Bobby Harper Jr., he stuck out in the dome, even though, you know, there's 75,000 people there. He was 6 feet, 7 inches tall. He had red hair and a red beard. And he always wore that Drew Brees jersey to the game. And when he died in the car accident in January, he was on his way to help a coworker who was stranded. I mean, the guy's a nurse in an emergency room. He helps people anyways, and he died trying to help a friend in a car crash. So the family is just asking, and they know it's like a needle in a haystack at this point. I mean, there are thousands and thousands of Drew Brees jerseys. But I'm here to ask you, if you are even remotely aware of anyone who may have taken a Drew Brees jersey out of a woman's clear bag as she was walking out of the Superdome, because, again, crowds were shoulder to shoulder, and they didn't see it, they didn't feel it, but someone stole that jersey out of a clear bag that a woman was carrying. If you even have any idea, you might have heard something or know someone that stole this particular Drew Brees jersey.
That is going to mean more to this family than it could ever mean to you to wear it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, the way it was stolen, the person knows how they stole it. It was stolen out of a clear bag as they were exiting the Superdome after last week's San Francisco 49ers New Orleans Saints game. If again, it's the Harper family. They're longtime season ticket holders from Mobile, Alabama. There are things going around on Facebook and social media that you can get in touch with these people. They would ask no questions. No one's going to get in trouble. You know, and someone might have been drunk. Hey, they're walking out. They're shoulder to shoulder. They see a Drew Brees jersey, and he sticks his hand in someone else's clear bag. Well, that jersey has incredible sentiment and incredible meaning to the Harper family from Mobile, Alabama. And if you know anyone, you might know someone who knew someone that saw something, that maybe knows someone, no questions asked, get that jersey back to the Harper family of Mobile, Alabama, here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock. So Tyrann Mathieu, the former LSU star, but he was so exciting to watch play at LSU. The Honey Badger. He was so excited. It was awesome to watch him play. Although now you look at Joe Burrow, and would it be going out on a limb saying Joe Burrow is the greatest to ever play at LSU? That's saying something. Is Joe Burrow the greatest football player to ever play at LSU? He's going to easily win the Heisman Trophy this weekend. He's going to win that and pretty much every other award. When you look at his statistics, absolutely incredible. But the Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, from New Orleans, he is in the news because he shut himself in a freezer for 20 minutes on purpose. This isn't like, hey, the Honey Badger locked himself in a freezer for 20 minutes. No, he did it on purpose. In a new video for PETA, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. And look, I know some of the stuff PETA does is crazy. Like when they say fish have feelings, you shouldn't eat fish, and they go and they bother fishermen and things like that. They do some crazy things, PETA. When they cover some people in blood who are wearing fur, they'll walk down the street, and whether it's blood or something that looks like blood, they're kind of crazy. But their hearts are in the right place, PETA. And why the Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, hooked up with them, and why he locked himself, shut himself in a freezer for 20 minutes in the new PETA video, it's because he wanted to bring attention and tell people, do not leave your pets, your dogs, and your cats outside in the freezing cold. And he said, because this is what it can do to a honey badger. And he's locking himself in the freezer for 20 minutes. He did that to simulate a dog being left outside during winter weather. Quote, all my body wants to do is huddle right now, the honey badger says in the video. I can get out of this freezer. Most dogs are chained up outside. And they're not able to get warm. And then he said, this is colder than winter football practice. So it's good to see the honey badger trying to help out, bring awareness to something that people should already know, but we know that some people are idiots. And I really do have a lot of feeling for pets, dogs, and cats, because they need us to survive. You know, some idiot gets drunk and passes out outside and freezes, you know, at least he's a human being. He had the wherewithal, or he should have had the wherewithal, to know not to do that. And he can, well, we thought he could take care of himself. But when it comes to dogs and cats, Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Time Magazine just named their Person of the Year. This is breaking news. And it's the youngest person to ever win the Time Magazine Person of the Year Award.
And once again, did they even look at my audition tape?
Mm. You have a quick guess?
I can't think of her name right offhand. I saw it yesterday. I think it is the Olympic medalist. Is it an Olympic medalist?
No.
Oh, okay. Then it's not who I thought it was.
16-year-old Greta Thunberg.
Aha.
That's the Swedish girl.
Yes.
Who's the climate change activist. She came over here and she gave a big speech, and she gave a lot of people dirty looks. And she's again from Sweden. She's 16 years old. And
Sweden.
She's a climate change activist. And she's the youngest person to ever win the Time Magazine Person of the Year Award. You know, the only issue, and again, I think her heart's in the right place, and the only issue I had with her is when she blamed American politicians and people who have some responsible job around the world of robbing her and other children of their childhoods. Remember when she said that in her speech? You know, if you don't act now, you know, you've got us all worried and you're robbing us of our childhood. And then I saw the house she lives in Sweden. It's really nice. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I live in New Orleans. I could think of a lot of children here in New Orleans whose childhoods are robbed much more than Greta Thunberg's childhood was robbed with the way they grow up. And look, if you ask me, and I've said this before on this show, and I'll say it again. If you ask me about climate change, do I think there's something there? Yeah. But do I think it is as crazy bad as some of the activists like Al Gore, who has made, I think now, billions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars off of climate change. Is it as bad as they say it is? Well, again, I live in New Orleans. I live in a city where people get shot every day. I live in a city where our streets are just incredibly bad because of potholes and things like that. So, I mean, I don't think it's as bad as some people have said it is. But is there something there? Sure. And do we do things in the United States to combat that? Yeah. As a matter of fact, if you look at statistics, you will see over the last decade here in America, we have cut our carbon footprint. But there are places like China where their carbon footprint is so much worse than ours. And there are things we can do to go about combating climate change. But how do you feel about Greta Thunberg, the 16-year-old Swedish girl, being named Time Magazine's Person of the Year?
See, I'm with you, and Mrs. Brewster and I recently on a trip to Chicago went to the Museum of Science and Industry and saw a very fascinating exhibit by a gentleman who scales mountains and took footage in Antarctica, and it was fascinating because I'm skeptical about most things, and I'm skeptical about climate change, but there's no question. I mean, he did not doctor the film and the photos that he showed a receding of glaciers and how they were 5 years ago and then how they were from 1 year to the next. So it's startling, but I don't believe, I mean, I take him at his word on that. It doesn't look doctored, but curly Q light bulbs and low flow shower heads and a certain number of gallons that my toilet can flush at one time, I don't believe has anything to do with that. I'm not convinced of that.
I just read where people should urinate in the shower because it'll save water.
Well, I mean, our air is cleaner than it's ever been. Our water is cleaner than it's ever been, with the exception of Flint, Michigan. And I just don't believe that the CFL or whatever the curlicue light bulbs, which I hate, by the way. I hate those things. They're just, it's like an old 15-watt bulb. I hate those things. But that's just me.
And I just read where a bunch of scientists said that, basically saying what I'm kind of saying to you here, is there something there? Yeah, but is it as dire as some of the activists make it out to be? And I've read where scientists said, no, but here's what's interesting. Because I wondered if Greta Thunberg is the youngest Time Magazine Person of the Year at 16 years old, who was the youngest before her? And I found out it was Charles Lindbergh back in 1927 when he was 25 years old, because obviously he was the first person to fly an airplane across the ocean.
The Atlantic,
there.
Right.
But turns out, we found out not long after that he was a Nazi sympathizer.
Right.
How much does that suck when a guy you looked up to like that for doing what he did turns out to be pro-Nazi? On the short list of finalists this year, this is who Greta Thunberg beat out for the Time Magazine Person of the Year. He beat out Donald Trump, Nancy Pelosi, who's the Speaker of the House. She also beat out the anonymous whistleblower whose complaint sparked the impeachment inquiry into Donald Trump. That's going on right now, and I don't see that going anywhere. And wouldn't that be something if an anonymous person won the Time Magazine Person of the Year? I mean, you'd have to keep that a secret, huh? That whistleblower. Shh, don't tell anybody, but even though we all know now, if you pay attention to the news, who that whistleblower was, is. And rounding out the list of people Greta Thunberg beat out for the Time Magazine Person of the Year, those people in Hong Kong protesting the Chinese government. I thought those people, because they're fighting for democracy. They're fighting against communism. So I thought that would have been a good choice. But Greta Thunberg is the Time Magazine
person of the year.
Do you recall the year? I think it was it 2005, 2006, where it was, they had like a little, it was not really a mirror, but it was like a shiny little piece of foil-based, and it was you. So you held up the magazine, and the Time Magazine person of the year was you.
Yeah, it was like a mirror.
Yeah, it was like a, not really a mirror, but little foil reflection.
Yeah, that was like,
people were really let down by that because a lot of folks put a lot of stock into this.
Well, that was about 10 or 12 years ago. I remember
2006,
that. 2006. Yeah, 13 years ago. Jeez, time flies. Yeah, I remember that. What do you mean a mirror is the person of the year? Well, it's telling us we're pretty self-obsessed. That's what that was telling us.
And don't forget, historically, Hitler was Time Magazine's person of the year in 1938.
Huh.
True story.
How about that? He won it after Lindbergh. Go figure. All right, coming up next, I can tell you about some people who work at one particular company who believe their bosses should be Time Magazine's persons of the year when they just got their Christmas bonus, their holiday bonus. Did you see this? I'm going to break this down for you coming up.
I actually saw two of them.
Yeah, wish we all could work for a company like that. What do you hear about this coming up here on Bayou 95.7? Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. So did you see the Christmas bonuses that the employees at this one commercial real estate firm in Maryland just received? They got a great Christmas surprise. A commercial real estate firm in Baltimore, Maryland, called St. John Properties, they gave out a combined $10 million in Christmas bonuses for their 198 employees.
Each person on average received, get ready, $50,000.
That's the average. Nice Christmas bonus, huh? Isn't that something? The chairman, the founder and chairman of that company, again, St. John Properties, they're a commercial real estate firm.
And by the way, I checked yesterday to see if they're hiring. They're not.
His name is Edward St. John.
Hmm.
And he made the announcement to the employees at their holiday party, their Christmas party. The employees all had an envelope in their hand, and some just started crying. Some just broke out in tears when they found out that their bonus was $50,000. It's a nice Christmas bonus, huh? The employees were given a bonus based on years of service, and like Brewster just said, the average employee received $50,000. That means some employees received more than that.
Right.
Edward St. John said, quote, "To celebrate the achievement of our goal, we wanted to reward our employees in a big way that would make a significant impact on their lives. I am thankful for every one of our employees for their hard work and dedication. I couldn't think of a better way to show it." Could you imagine if every United States company was like that? And now, it's obviously impossible because not every United States company does that well and makes that much money. But this
I know of a few that aren't going to do that.
But this guy, Edward St. John, he wanted to show his employees, all 198 of them, his appreciation for their hard work. And what a year.
Well, you know, you and I have been doing this show for almost 3 years. You remember at our party last year, it was on Friday. You remember what our bonus was? See you Monday.
The company said that only 5 of the 198 employees knew about the bonuses before the big reveal. So that means there were 5 people in there that could keep their mouth shut. Boy, I that would be tough. Let's say our company decided to do that, and they told 5 of us.
Wait.
Hey, coming up.
You, my ribs are hurting from coughing, so please don't make me laugh.
Coming up next week at our holiday party, at our Christmas party, we're going to give out checks. The average is going to be $50,000 to every employee. But I would have a tough time.
I would have a tough time not attending.
Well, no, I mean, it's
for a change.
Well, especially if you run into like somebody at work in the bathroom and they're boy, I'm having all kinds of financial trouble this Christmas and I don't know how we're going to.
So you're a bean spiller. That's what you are.
Well, no, I'm not a bean spiller, but I'm saying if I
You'd be able to keep that a secret if you were in on it?
Let's say I'm in the bathroom here and I'm at the urinal. And some guy.
Can we get a little less graphic?
There's a coworker next to me.
Yes.
And we're talking about, hey, can't we? You excited for Christmas? And that person started saying, boy, this is a rough. You know, I'm going through a divorce. I got personal problems. I don't know how I'm going to pay. I don't have the money to buy the kids Christmas presents and things like that.
See, I think I know who you're talking about.
I would be at the urinal being. Hey, dude, you got to go to the Christmas party next year, or next week. If I worked for this company and I was one of the five people that was told, I would be like, dude, I can't say anything, but you better go to the Christmas party.
See, I would be like, can we not have this conversation here? I'll see you outside the can. Can we not stand here and have this conversation?
Yeah, usually conversations there at that particular spot in the bathroom are about. Boy, those urinal cakes, they smell great.
Well,
yours seems, I like the scent of yours better than the scent of mine.
I've told you about the worker, the boss I had years ago who would do the same thing but not standing up, would do it actually from the seated position and be like, yeah, I think about 9:30 we're going to have that conference call, so don't forget about that. I'm like, John, really? Do we have to do this now? Mm. Really?
Well, that's something. The St. John Properties, a commercial real estate company, gave out the best Christmas bonuses that any company that I can think of, or at least that's been made public that I know about.
Right. See, I remember a year before last for the Christmas party, I turned in mileage to and from. Was that wrong? Mm-hmm. I got some looks last year.
Coming up next on the show, we will tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7. The classic rock of New Orleans. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Since it's about 8:35, it's time for me to tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Man whose deadly farts can kill mosquitoes hired to create mosquito repellent made from his intestinal gas.
Standing headline.
48-year-old Joe Ramin Rama, he's from Kampala, Uganda, says that authorities have launched a study into the chemical properties of his unique trouser toxin. Yeah, this guy is, he's got some farts, evidently in Uganda. And if you're in Kampala, Uganda, if you want to keep the mosquitoes away from you, you hang out next to this guy. And they say you may not be able to sit next to him that long, but his farts will definitely keep the mosquitoes away from you. He's just an odd job man over there in his home village in Uganda. But he... He says no one in his home village has ever contracted malaria because his gas powers knock out insects over a several-mile radius. That's what he says.
And I believe that's at 100 paces.
If this is true, which I'm not sure of, because I got this off of a website, thesun.co.uk. So it's the Sun newspaper in the United Kingdom over there.
Right. Sounds legit.
If this is true, this would make his fallout zone about as large as the atomic bomb that destroyed Hiroshima back in 1945. That's how powerful this guy's gas is.
Sure.
One of the people in his village, one of the villagers over there in Uganda said, quote, when Joe is around, we all know that mosquitoes will vanish, unquote.
Right.
And by the way, he is respectful of people around him and will only fart when there are mosquitoes. Evidently, in Uganda, the mosquitoes are just as bad, if not worse, than on the Louisiana Bayou.
I've heard that.
And he is respectful of those around him, and he only farts when those mosquitoes are around. Quote, his farts not only get rid of mosquitoes, they get rid of this disease as well, malaria.
Right. Well, you don't want that. That's bad news.
Boy, if you could bottle this up. Well, he's trying. One of the local villagers over there in Uganda, who's known Joe for years, said when he was growing up as a child, he took him to live with him during the malaria season and claimed not one person near him caught the disease. Did you know that farts could save people from getting malaria?
Sure.
Hey, if they keep the mosquitoes away. His neighbor in the village said, quote, I heard about Joe's gift, and I took him to help mop out the mosquitoes infesting our surroundings. He respectfully drops these bombs, and it helped eradicate the insects. He does his thing, and they drop like flies. When interviewed about this, Joe said, quote, I eat ordinary food just like everyone else, but no insect can lay a foot on me, not even a fly. I smell like a normal man, and I bathe daily, and my farts are just like everyone else's. They are only dangerous to small insects, and especially mosquitoes.
As California is fighting the largest wildfire in the state's history.
So if he says his farts are like everybody else's, yet they happen to kill any mosquito that are near him, I don't think they are like everybody else's farts. He dreams, he has big dreams, just like...
the rest of us, sure.
Like the rest of us, and just like most other people in the villages of Uganda. He has dreams. He dreams of marketing his gas. And if they could sell this, he says, quote, imagine buying a Raid can with my face on it. You know, it's great to have dreams. Even if you have these incredible... farts that actually kill mosquitoes that carry deadly diseases like malaria.
The music ran out.
Oh, well, if it's true or not, I'm not sure. But the man whose deadly farts can kill mosquitoes and kill malaria, who's been hired to create a mosquito repellent made from his gas, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. Here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. The biggest contract in sports history was just signed. The New York Yankees just signed pitcher Gerrit Cole, who was with the Houston Astros the last few years. The Yankees just signed pitcher Gerrit Cole to a 9-year, $324 million contract. That's $36 million per year, and that's guaranteed for the next 9 years. Unlike football, he could fall down tomorrow, hurt his shoulder, never pitch. He's guaranteed that money. It makes Drew Brees making $20 million a year look like a steal, a bargain. Think about that. 9 years, $324 million. That's $36 million a year guaranteed for the next 9 years for pitcher Gerrit Cole. And you just wonder how much higher they can go. Hey, as long as they can still make money and they still turn a profit, they'll still keep signing, guys. Coming up next, it's our commercial free ride here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. Here is a story of hope. This is some good news, because every time you turn on the news, it's always so negative. This couple, this Asian-American couple, own a donut shop, a small donut shop in a small Southern California surf town called Seal Beach. The Chans are their name. And for nearly 30 years, Stella and her husband, John Chan, been going into work every morning at 4 o'clock in the morning, making the donuts, and they own a donut shop. Last year, she got a brain aneurysm. She almost died. Yet her husband, John, would show up alone every morning for 40 years at 4 o'clock in the morning, but this time, he was showing up alone. She wasn't by his side because she had the brain aneurysm. And the story went around, and people were coming from all over to buy their donuts. And they would come from all over the place, because once this hit social media, it went viral. And people would come and they would buy a case of donuts, a dozen donuts, two dozen donuts, three dozen donuts. They would buy all the donuts so he could leave work. He could shut down the shop every day and go spend time with his wife. People offered to help pay for medical expenses. He said, no, I'm going to. Well, wouldn't you know? She's better now. She's back to work. And all of those people that showed up and one of the good things about social media, usually social media people are always outraged, it's negative. It helped in this situation. And that donut shop is up and going. She's showing up every morning again, right beside her husband for work. I think that's great news. And that's going to do it for our show this morning. Thank you very much for listening. We appreciate it. Ginty is coming up next. Ginty! He's got your music notes at noon. We'll chat again tomorrow morning around 5:30 here on Bayou 95.7.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.